It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and let's go to Washington now, where America's internet giants found themselves again in front of lawmakers on Capitol Hill to justify just how Russian agents appeared to use their platforms to push propaganda and fake news and ads during the 2016 election. Lawyers for Google and Facebook and Twitter testified in the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, and lawmakers want to know, in the case of Facebook, how an estimated 126 million people were exposed to Russian paid ads, all designed to shape what Americans think about politics. Cecilia Kang is technology reporter for The New York Times. Congress released many of the Russian paid ads yesterday. Cecilia, what do these ads look like?
They are meant to really stoke hot button issues on race relations, immigration, gun rights, for example. One ad with the phony account name South United has a Confederate flag and the word South United on it. And the ad actually says heritage, not hate. The South will rise again. That's sort of an oblique way to stoke some of these regional tensions in the United States. Others are much more explicit. There's one ad with the account Army of Jesus that had an illustration of an arm wrestling match between actually Jesus Christ and the devil. And that ad said, Satan saying, if I win, Clinton wins, the headline read. So that was a very explicit anti-Hillary Clinton ad. What was so interesting about the release of these ads is that now the public can see actually how sophisticated these Russian-backed accounts were in targeting some very divisive and very pertinent issues in the United States today.
Well, Cecilia, what did lawmakers learn on Capitol Hill about Facebook and Google and Twitter's response to the Russian paid content that we now know about?
The lawmakers actually expressed a lot of frustration. They didn't learn a whole lot more this week in these marathon hearings on Capitol Hill. They did learn some new numbers that Facebook actually now says that the number of users that could have seen some of these ads is about 150 million, not 126 million, which they had said just as early as Monday was about the total of people that they think could have potentially seen these Russian-backed ads. Now they're saying that with Instagram, it's about 150 million. They also learned that the companies are doing things like beefing up their staffs. Facebook says they're going to hire 10,000 more people to work on security-related issues. They also learned that the companies are trying to be more cooperative with the government. These lawyers came very contrite with humility and said that they made big mistakes. But the lawmakers on Capitol Hill were very frustrated, and they gave these companies a real scolding.
Well, if the message from the lawyers for these companies was mistakes were made, a lot of lawmakers weren't buying it. Here's Dianne Feinstein of the Senate Intelligence Committee from California.
You've created these platforms, and now they are being misused. And you have to be the ones to do something about it. Or we will.
Do something about it, or we will. Cecilia Kang, Dianne Feinstein is talking about more than just get a handle on the ads. She's talking about what kinds of companies Facebook and Google and Twitter are and whether Congress might want to regulate them.
That's right. There is legislation pending. There's a bill to regulate internet companies and their requirements to disclose the funding of ads in the same way that broadcast TV companies are required to disclose the sources of funding. The internet companies so far have been actually lobbying behind the scenes around this legislation that they say they told lawmakers they'd like to work with these lawmakers on, but behind the scenes they're lobbying against it. This is an unregulated industry. The internet industry has been the darling of Washington. It's a real symbol of our innovation and ingenuity and economic growth in the United States. And suddenly they're in the crosshairs of a lot of investigations, but also a lot of frustration in Washington over whether Russia interfered in the election. And this is, for the first time, the internet companies coming under real scrutiny.
Cecilia Kang, covering technology for The New York Times. Thanks again, Cecilia.
Thanks for having me.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.